God uses the mission to call forward the individual parishioner to answer God's call. In the second night of the same mission, Greg is preaching from the book of the prophet Isaiah. He uses the response of Isaiah, "Here am I, send me," to call those in the mission to open their hearts and answer their own calling.
God's got a work for you. I don't know exactly what it is, but He does. And if you don't know, if you ask Him, He'll tell you. People say, "Well, how am I going to know? How's He going to tell me?" I said, "I don't know. But He's big enough to tell you." He says, "When you seek me, you'll find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will change your lot." That's Jeremiah chapter 29. He says, if you want to know, you'll find Him. If He tells you the first time and you miss it, and your heart's open, He'll tell you a second time. He'll tell you a third time. If your heart is open, you're not going to miss. Because it depends on Him, not on us doing it perfectly. He wants a surrendered, repentant heart, and with that He can work. A surrendered, repentant heart that's dependent on His power and not our own. That's the sort of Christian that's going to change the face of the earth today. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Here we see, as in other places in the Word, God is speaking in the plural. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? "Here I am," I said. "Send me." Well, when I read those words of Isaiah, something jumped inside of me. "Here I am," I said. "Send me." Or as we sing in the hymn in church today, "Here I am, Lord, send me." I knew in that I had the answer I'd been looking for. That it was in praying this prayer of surrender that I was to fulfill the commissioning in Mark. Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to all of creation. "Here I am, Lord, send me." That God has a plan to call the church into action, and He has one little slice of the pie with your name on it. One particular plan, one particular call, one particular purpose. And when you pray that prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me," living that surrendered life in the power of the Holy Spirit, then God's will in your life is fulfilled. There's a little saying I have. It's not really in the Word, but I think that it's in accordance with what God teaches in His Word. "Father, I want to do Your will. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. I want my life to be productive. I want it to be right in the middle of Your will. Use me, Him, Lord. Use me. Use my thoughts. Use my words. Use my actions. Use our marriage, use our family, use our children. Father, everything that we have, everything that we are, everything that we hope to be, everything that we wish that we weren't, we place in Your will, and we just ask that You have Your way with us. Here I am, Lord, send me." Pray that with me. "Here I am, Lord, send me." But don't pray it unless you want God to change your life. "Here I am, Lord, send me. Use me." If someone's lonely today and they need a friend, if they're depressed and they need to hear the promise of Your Word, if they're bound up and they need someone to proclaim the Word to them, or they need someone to fix their car, or to teach them how to cook or sew, or whatever gift or skill You've given to me, I'm willing to share it all, Lord, on a practical level, on a spiritual level. You have my life today. I'm willing to do anything that You ask of me, no matter how simple and mundane and menial it is, or how grand it is. I give You my life and I'll serve You. "Here I am, Lord, send me." It's a total surrender of heart. "Here I am, Lord, send me." See, we like to do it as long as we can feel comfortable in it. "Here I am, Lord, send me, but..." "Here I am, Lord, send me, but not on Saturday. That's when I play golf." "Here I am, Lord, send me, but not at night. I already went to church 3 times this week." Here I am, Lord, send me, but not through that neighborhood. You know I don't drive there. Here I am, Lord, send me, but not to that family. You know what they said about us. Here I am, Lord, send me, but not now. I'm retired. Here I am, Lord, send me, not now. I'm building my career. I'm establishing my financial security. My kids are little and I'm so busy I don't know what to do. Not now, Lord, my kids are teenagers now and I'm pulling my hair out. Here I am, Lord, send me, but. And fill in whatever excuse you have. Here I am, Lord, send me, period. I put my life in your care. I put it all, Jesus, I trust in you. I'll live for you. Use me. See, that's why it's important to be in the Word, because we can realize how good God is and how close He is to us. And then we can trust our lives to Him. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Use me. This is a decision I ask of you tonight. Will you give of your life to serve in the kingdom of God?